The news is read now by Brian Jennings.
The US President Donald Trump has appeared to claim that Ukraine started the war against Russia. Mr. Trump made his comments 6 days ahead of the third anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Yesterday, the US Secretary of State Marco Rubio and the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov discussed Ukraine at talks in the Saudi capital Riyadh. Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan.
It's almost 3 years since Russia invaded Ukraine, having spent months amassing its armies on the border. But today, President Trump accused Ukraine of starting the war, echoing claims made by Vladimir Putin. Asked about the meeting of US and Russian diplomats in Saudi Arabia, the president said he thought the talks were going well, but rejected Ukrainian complaints that they were not at the table.
I think I have the power to end this war, and I think it's going very well. But today I heard, oh, well, we weren't invited. Well, you've been there for 3 years. You should have ended it 3 years. You should have never started it. You could have made a deal.
He also said Ukraine should hold elections, something the Russians also demanded. But he said he had no problem with European armies being stationed in Ukraine to guarantee peace, something Russia rejects. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
Hamas has said it's ready to hand over the next group of Israeli hostages in one go, rather than in stages. The announcement was made as Israel awaits the first handover of the bodies of hostages who've died in Gaza. Hamas said the offer to release the more than 60 remaining hostages in one go was dependent on reaching agreement with Israel on a complete withdrawal of its forces from Gaza and a permanent end to the war. Israel has insisted that it would accept nothing less than the complete demilitarisation of Gaza. Planning rules on cabins and modular homes and back gardens could be relaxed as part of government efforts to tackle the housing crisis. The measure is being examined by the Minister of State John Cummins in line with recent changes to planning laws. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
As it stands, extensions of up to 40 square metres to a home can be built without planning permission. However, approval must be secured if structures of the same size are not attached to the home itself. Now, Minister of State at the Department of Housing, John Cummins, is examining if planning exemptions could be introduced for freestanding modular or cabin-style homes. The backdrop to the decision is the ongoing housing crisis, and the mechanism is introducing intergenerational movement between the main home and the smaller home. Under the plans, it's likely that if a structure larger than 40 square metres was envisaged by a homeowner, it would still require planning permission. Submissions are to be requested from all government departments ahead of a public consultation, so any changes are some way off.
Separate secret ballots will be held in Leinster House today to elect the Lass Ceann Comhairle of the Dáil and the Lass Cathaoirleach of the Shannon. John McGuinness of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael Senator Maria Byrne and Independent Senator Eileen Flynn are all in the running for election, while Sinn Féin is expected to nominate its Dublin South Central TD, Angus O'Snoddy. A man in his 70s has died in a road crash involving four cars in County Wexford. It happened on the N25 near Killinick, 9 kilometres southwest-south of Wexford town, just after 5 o'clock yesterday evening. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant, delivering exceptional performance with quiet operation, the Arona R290, Grant's most innovative heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
Rain will gradually clear northeastwards this morning. It'll be drier elsewhere with sunny spells. However, showery outbreaks of rain will move into the southwest later this morning, spreading across the country during the day and turning heavy in places. Highest temperatures will range from 9 to 13 degrees. And there's a warning that southerly winds will reach gale force 8 at times tonight and tomorrow on coastal waters from Valentia to Erishead to Fairhead.